Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. In St. Louis, Missouri, if they knew how much fun I was having, they'd charge me more. Greg Roth is in front of me. He's communications manager at the ACCE. That's the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. He's here to wrap up our show today. And as we wrap up, well, we're not wrapping up our visit. We're going to be here through the weekend, through most of the weekend, helping the American Chamber of Commerce Executives whoop it up on behalf of Chambers of Commerce and small businesses. And Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You're pretty excited about being here, aren't you?
It's been, we're about halfway through, and it's already been enough action for the entire weekend.
But I mean on the show, it's like a dream come true for you to be on my show, right?
This is a show?
Greg, I do the jokes here.
That's right, we went over that.
That's right, we've already been over that. We went over that on the break. I do the jokes.
I'm excited to be here, Jim.
Good,
thanks for having
me. Well done, that's better. Hey, Greg, congratulations on the great program. As you know, my organization does a lot of these across the country on behalf of small business, the SBA, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, et cetera, et cetera. And we see a lot of good programs, and this one stacks right up there with some of the best.
Well, I appreciate that. I was just going to offer that as well, that I'm sure you've seen.
Sounds better coming from me, though, right?
Yeah, it does. Right. But it's been a really good conference for us. I'm glad you're here. This is the first time we've had a live radio broadcast. We tried a few new things this year, and as far as we can tell, everything's going over pretty well.
No, it's great. You guys are doing good, and it's because of the hard work, your hard work, and Chris Mead and all the other folks in the organization. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on this week. Tell us some of the things that your members are learning.
Well, as far as the education, the content, because this conference was combined, we used to have two conferences where they were just for CEOs,
mm-hmm.
and then another one that was more sort of staff and management
mm-hmm.
professionals. And they were both well attended, but once we figured we could get everyone together at one event,
right.
We'd be able to offer sort of both tracks for everybody. So I think as far as the content goes, we can spread it out and serve a really large audience all at the same time. And with one conference a year, obviously there's more excitement built up.
Right.
And people get more jazzed about some of the stuff that we offer. Some of the new things that we did this year were a few off-site sessions where, you go to conferences a lot of time and a lot of times you go into these breakout rooms and then mm-hmm. you have just kind of the normal session. You have some panelists, you have some
mm-hmm.
questions. But a lot of times, you know, maybe as an audience member, you don't get to do a whole lot.
Right.
So this year we had a couple, we're calling them mega sessions.
I was actually...
You're at the media one yesterday?
I spoke at the media session yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was 3 hours.
In the Hiller building.
Right, exactly. I heard people wanted to stay after 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, we almost couldn't break them out of there. Some of them were holding onto my leg. Please don't leave, you know.
Well, that's some of the best news. I'd say that's one of the high points so far of the 1 or 2 days we've been
mm-hmm.
here is to have something that intensive, have it be so popular beforehand. A lot of people
right.
signed up for it. I think we had to close the doors. And then afterwards, people saying, not only was it worth my 3 hours, I wanted to give more time to it.
Now, next year it's going to be in Cleveland.
That's right.
Right. And you have the dates for next year?
I believe it's August 17th and 19th. They were
so
just
if you're a Chamber of Commerce executive, if you're a member and if your staff members aren't here at the ACCE conference, they need to be, and you need to be making plans for next year in Cleveland.
Yeah, we're already making plans for next year in Cleveland.
Yeah.
We have a tall order to try to
right.
top every year.
Yeah.
This conference is bigger than last year's, and that one was bigger than the year before.
But you got about 1,000 people here, right?
We got about 1,000, yeah.
Yeah, and these are CEOs and staff members. So I've met a lot of communications, a lot of managers of the membership effort for Chambers, a lot of those kind of guys.
Yeah, the membership section is probably the most
popular.
That's a biggie.
Well, it's a very important element of a chamber, isn't it?
Certainly. I mean, it's the face of the organization a lot of times out to the members or even
mm-hmm.
prospective members.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, dare I say, probably the most social.
Right. Well, they're the cool people.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They're the... is it too early for me to talk about their drinking habits?
Yeah. No. Well, we've experienced some of that. We've witnessed some of that. Greg, thank you for being here. Thanks for the hospitality this week.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being on the show, and congratulations on the success of another great conference.
You bet. And just so I can prepare, what time would you want to talk to me next year in Cleveland?
About the same time.
Okay.
Let's make a date right now.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it very much. I got to go. Unfortunately, I hate to wrap up because we're having such a great time, but I got to go. And next time you talk to me, next time you hear me, I'll be back in my regular environs. Notice I didn't say normal. Nothing's normal about what we do. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.